They ate pizza, dressed in baggy shorts, casual hoodies and sneakers, and for the most part looked like typical college kids. But a closer look revealed a group of young people bent on changing their world for the better. They were searching for ways to leadership, and key Alaska Native elders were on hand to help them through the maze. But what makes a leader? Some were not sure.
You know, a good leader doesn't really know if he is a leader or isn't. He just sort of steps up to the plate and he speaks from the heart. And I think that is the most effective kind of leadership, because you're dealing with somebody that, you know, when they get up there and talk, you know that they're talking to you and that they care.
UAA student Cesar Martinson, he spoke at an informal discussion aimed at identifying the basic tenets of leadership. Colleen James said the ability to listen is an essential element.
What challenges do we have with our style of leadership of being able to listen is not everybody knows how to listen. And a lot of people talk from their pain. And that's the part that if we could learn how to listen with our heart when somebody's talking out of pain, then maybe we can heal together and move forward as a community.
The students were asked to read statements regarding leadership qualities and to pick the one they identified with the most. Vincent Gregory said it was selflessness that attracted him.
You know, part of the reason why I was taking Native studies was so I could have a stronger bond with my dad, because he could fluently speak my Native language. And I always wanted to have that stronger bond with him. And anyway, part of being a leader is, you know, leading by example. And part of why I'm here at UAA is to lead by example for the children back home for me. Because I see kids at like 12 to 18 smoking weed and getting drunk, puffing on smoke. I mean, that's not the future right there. The reason I'm here is, you know, mostly for selflessness, because I want to lead by example. Give these kids a future.
Gregory said youngsters in the villages are not getting a clear message.
Because most of the kids back home, all they have to look forward to is their next video game tournament or their next joint hit or their next shot of booze or something. I mean, that's not a future. If this keeps up like this, our language is going to die and it'll go extinct, and we wouldn't have any more Native future or Native past or anything.
Colleen James agreed that Alaska Native youngsters, especially college students, have unexpected burdens to deal with.
We want our students to go and get an education and then come home and make a difference. But then when they come home, it's not always a warm reception, because there's something that happens when the students are off learning and the people at home are waiting, the alcohol, and there's all that negativity. The benefits, you're going to bring that strength back to your community, and you're going to empower a lot of young people. That's the benefit to listening.
Vincent Gregory told how Native studies helped him through a tough time.
When my dad died last semester, these Native classes actually saved my spirit, because I wanted to, like, give up, man. I was like, man, I don't want to go to college no more. I want to give up. And these Native, the Native spirit and strength from I get from this college actually saved my future, saved my past, and kept me going and kept me strong. And now I've got this undying resolve, like, nothing shall sway me from my path. I mean, there's nothing on earth that could keep me distracted from my future. I mean, a few video games here and there, but nonetheless, though, culture, tradition, and Native dancing. I mean, Native dancing alone, you know, really kept me going. Because sometimes I would go to class dragging my feet, and I would walk it out. Yeah, I want to Native dance. With unity, we are the strongest. As a community, together, we are invincible. Way better than Superman.
Elder Howard Luck told the students to throw away the script and always speak from the heart. Then people will hear. The Alaska Native Leadership Forum was last in a series focusing on challenges facing Alaska Native youth. I'm Ellen Lockyer.